Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and yes, I'm working out. Ooh, this is a nice heavy weight. As a matter of fact, it might be a little bit too heavy. I should work out the lighter one. Very good. Yes. Oh, this is great. I could go running with this. I could maybe do some jumping jacks with these weights. There are so many different forms of exercise. And the title of today's lesson is, This Easy 10-Minute Workout Will Help You Get in Shape. Whew. This hopefully will not be a 10-minute workout for me right now. Well, we're going to be learning about walking up the stairs today, friends. And here's a question for you to think about. What is a popular excuse to skip the gym? What is a popular excuse to skip the gym? There are many excuses to not exercise. Which one will we talk about today? Well, friends, let's get started.
This easy 10-minute workout will help you get in shape. Take the stairs. Of all the excuses we come up with to skip the gym, timing is likely the most popular. This is why the rise of high-intensity interval training, HIIT, has been so welcome. We only need roughly 10 minutes of efficient exercise to fulfill our daily fitness requirements. We also continue burning fat and calories long after we've finished. But new research shows that there's an even simpler approach. In the study, scientists assigned a series of interval workouts to a group of sedentary young women.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 workout 这个名词。Workout 是指体能训练。例如 I feel energetic and powerful after my workout.我健身之后觉得充满精力也觉得更有力量。或者是 What other workouts do you do besides aerobics? 除了有氧运动你还做哪些体能训练呢？如果把 work 跟 out 分开 workout 就变成动词片语。例如 Helen works out at least 3 times a week. Helen 一周至少做三次的体能训练。接下来我们看 sedentary 这个形容词 SED 这个字根有坐着的意思所以 sedentary 是指不爱活动的或者是少运动的例如 Marilyn is a sedentary person She rarely goes out for a walk or exercises Marilyn 是一个不喜欢活动的人她很少出去走走或者运动 sedentary 也指需要久坐的例如 A sedentary lifestyle and overeating might lead to obesity久坐的生活方式加上饮食过量可能会导致过胖。或者是 software engineering is a sedentary occupation. 电脑程式工程师是需要久坐的职业。
Yeah.
So Gabe, how often do you take the stairs?
Take the stairs.
Yeah, take the stairs. How often do you go up the stairs?
Oh!
You know, if you had an option of going using up. The elevator and you have to get up to the third floor, uh-huh. like every day for work,
yes.
would you rather take the elevator or the stairs?
If the elevator is right there on the first floor, it's so tempting just to press that button and then get inside the elevator.
Okay.
But if the elevator is not there on the first floor, then I'll probably take the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah. What about you, Rebecca?I know you always like to take the stairs.
I always like to take the stairs. No, there are actually some days when I'm tired. I'm feeling really tired, and I just want to hop in the elevator. So I take the elevator. But most of the time, I prefer taking the stairs because it's healthier for you, yeah. and I feel like I get a little bit of exercise in,
you know,
and I get where I need to go.
Yeah, you know, I do take the stairs sometimes, but it's usually on the way down. So I take the elevator up.And then I walk down the stairs. It's great.
It's really, really, really good for you, right? But see, the other thing about me is I don't like waiting for the elevator.
Yeah, exactly.
You know when you're there waiting, when's the elevator going to come? It's going up and you're trying to go down. Take the stairs.
Well, friends, of course, we're learning with a lesson that has a very long title. Here it is again. This easy 10-minute workout will help you get in shape. Well, friends, that is a good phrase to know. It has to do with exercise, and that is getting in shape. That is bringing your body to the best physical condition or the top physical condition. Get in shape.
And there's different ways to get in shape. And one way is by running. So you could say, for example, Peter really wants to get in shape. So he decided that he's going to start running every day. Actually, Peter does enjoy running.
He enjoys running and lots of different kinds of exercise. And another phrase that we see here right at the top of our lesson, friends, is take the stairs. Rebecca and I have been talking about this for a while. Take the stairs. Now, what that means is that you're going to use the stairs to get where you need to go. You use that word take.
Why use an elevator when you can take the stairs? Well, you know, when I'm given the option to take the elevator or the stairs, I usually choose the stairs unless I have to go up to the 11th floor or the 12th floor. Oh, that's so tiring, taking all those stairs.
Well, that could be really good exercise, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, you could use the word take when talking about the stairs or when talking about an elevator or escalator, right? I'll take the elevator. I'll take the escalator. I'll take the stairs.
And I will take the stairs, and I hope that you will challenge yourself and take the stairs whenever you're given the opportunity to do so. Well, our lesson does say, of all the excuses we come up with to skip the gym, timing is likely the most popular. I agree with that.
And that is the answer to that question that I asked earlier. What is a popular excuse to skip the gym? Timing is a popular excuse. Oh, it's just inconvenient for me right now. Well, we continue. This is why the rise of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, has been so welcome. Now, that phrase, the rise of something. Here in our lesson, that means the increase in popularity. So HIIT is becoming more popular.
For example, with the increasing rise of texting, people really don't talk on the phone as often anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yes, exactly. Which is actually a good thing. Texting or using other apps can actually save money.
Well, it can save money, but I've also noticed with the rise of new technology, it actually decreases our interest in just writing letters to one another. We just send a short little text or do something with an app or, you know, and we're not really as personable with people.
You're right.
And you know, I know this one girl. This is very important.
This one girl.
She would rather text her friends for several hours at night than actually have a face-to-face conversation.
Well, maybe it's inconvenient to go out and, you know, go to a coffee shop at 11:30.
It's with the rise of technology.
Ah, thanks to the rise of technology, okay? Different kinds of technology. So, of course, HIIT, back to our lesson here, exercise. HIIT is very welcome. We only need roughly 10 minutes of exercise, efficient exercise, to fulfill our daily fitness requirements. Okay, now we're reading about a study here. And the study involved a group of sedentary young women. That's the very end of our section here. A sedentary, I think of someone like this, someone who sits around a lot and doesn't get up and do much. Very sedentary.
Well, you know something, Gabe? We're talking about exercise, and a great place to exercise is the beach. So let's learn more about this in the InfoCloud. Or is it at the coast? Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ken. Hey, Pauline, have you gone to any of the beaches in Taiwan since you've been here?
You know, I haven't yet. I did go scuba diving in Longdong, but there wasn't really a beach where we did the dive. The drive along the coast on the way to the dive site, though, was gorgeous.
Hey, you know, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. The difference between those two words, beach and coast. Both of these words are used to describe the place where the water meets land, but they don't mean exactly the same thing.
That's right. Let's look at coast first. Coast refers to any place where the ocean or sea meets the land.
The word beach, on the other hand, is distinct in two ways. One, it is more specific about the type of land that meets the ocean. A cliff that drops down 100 meters and then meets the ocean is part of the coast, but is not a beach. A beach is land that meets the water gradually. And of course, it's usually sandy, although it could also be a rocky beach.
And unlike a coast, which is specific to the ocean or sea, beaches also can form where land meets other bodies of water, such as a lake. My family used to rent a cabin on the lake in the summer. My cousins and I loved swimming and playing on the beach there.
Now, if we're talking about ocean beaches, then those beaches are a type of coast. But just remember, the coast is made up of more than just beaches. There can be cliffs, marshy grasslands, etc.
Exactly. Well, I do look forward to seeing more of Taiwan's coast this summer, and I will definitely plan to visit some beaches, too.
我们如果要去海边，英文要怎么讲？一般人应该会想到 beach 这个字。 但beach是海滩，那只是海边的一种。有些地方的海边是峭壁或是沼泽湿地，那就绝对不是beach。我们可以用coast这个比较笼统的名称，指的是海岸或海岸线，通常就是指沿着海岸边缘长条的陆地，那个是coast。另外要注意beach，除了指海滩，也可以是湖边或河边的沙滩。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次明天见。Studio
Classroom is on the air. 7, 8, 9, 10. And now for some jumping jacks. 1, 2. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm doing a little bit of high-intensity interval training. I'll take a break for just a moment. Man, there has to be an easier workout, an easier way to get in shape. I think we're in luck, because there is. Taking the stairs. Did you know that that is a great and easy way to get in shape? Well, let's find out more about this now.
13, this easy 10-minute workout will help you get in shape. The workouts were 10 minutes long, and the women were instructed to perform them 3 times a week for 6 weeks. The scientists then monitored their respiratory fitness. Of the different workouts, this one was impressive. The women walked upstairs for 20 seconds at a time, followed by 2 minutes of rest. They repeated this a total of 3 times, and their respiratory fitness increased by 12%. Walking upstairs for a few seconds at a time and devoting just 30 minutes a week is beyond doable. If you live in a walk-up apartment, you're set.
OK， 继续我们看 monitor 这个动词 ，M-O-N 这个字根有忠固或者是提醒的意思，所以 monitor 是指密切注意或监视。例如 ，The patient's vital signs are being carefully monitored by the hospital， 医院很谨慎地监视监控这位病人的生命征象，或者是 The research team has been monitoring the temperature changes in this area for the last 5 years。 这个研究团队过去五年来一直在密切注意这个区域的温度变化。Monitor 也指监视器或者是显示器。例如 ，the screen size of the computer monitor is 24 inches. 这部电脑显示器的荧幕是24英寸。最后我们看 respiratory 这个形容词 SPIR 这个字根有呼吸的意思，所以 respiratory 是指呼吸的。例如 the patient suffers from multiple respiratory diseases， 这位病人患有好几种呼吸方面的疾病，或者是 the victim of the accident was sent to ICU for respiratory support， 这位因为意外而受伤的病人因为需要使用呼吸器被送到加护病房，或者是 smoking can damage one's respiratory system， especially teenagers， 抽烟可以造成呼吸系统方面的损伤，特别是青少年。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, we're learning about this research done with a group of sedentary young women. That is, young women who are just not very active. Maybe they don't get out and exercise very much at all. All right, we continue. These workouts were 10 minutes long, and the women were instructed to perform them 3 times a week for 6 weeks. 3 times a week for 6 weeks. The scientists then monitored their respiratory fitness. Now, you could have different kinds of fitness, right? Maybe fitness, talking about your muscles. Here we're talking about respiratory fitness, and that has to do with your lungs or your breathing system.
That's right. Of the different workouts, this one was impressive.Now let's take a look at those two words, of the. They're right here on the screen.
Well, right, and you use these words, it's very simple words, right? But together in this phrase, you use them when you want to talk about one or some of a bigger group of things. So the bigger group of things here is workouts, right? And here we're learning about this one kind of workout that is impressive. So this is one of the most impressive of the workouts.
For example, of the different desserts at the restaurant, the brownie with the ice cream was definitely the best. Or you could say, of the different books out there, the book called The Help is definitely a must read.
And you could use more examples than just one, right, Rebecca? For example, for your ice cream example, you could say, of the many ice cream flavors, I liked chocolate and strawberry. Mm-hmm.The best. So you don't just have to refer to one. You could refer to some in that bigger group of things.
That's right. Well, of the different workouts, this one was impressive. The woman walked upstairs for 20 seconds at a time, followed by 2 minutes of rest. They repeated this a total of 3 times, and their respiratory fitness increased by 12%. This sounds like a very simple exercise.
Yeah, it's so simple. It's something we don't even think about because it is something that people do every day or almost every day. People walk upstairs. They don't even think about it as being an exercise.
Right. And so if you don't walk upstairs, it's something you can get into the habit of doing, you know, on a daily basis.I don't know about you, Gabe, but actually moving to Taiwan, I walk up far more stairs here than I did back in the States.
I think you walk more in general here.
You do, or I definitely do.
Yeah, and one of the reasons, correct me if I'm wrong, I think one of the reasons is because in America, where a lot of people live, you have to have a car to get from point A to point B, whereas here you don't.Things are a little closer, you can walk, and so people have to walk to get from one point to the next.
That's actually a very good point. Right, you kind of have to walk around, and when there are stairs, you have no choice but to walk up those stairs. Well, continuing on with our lesson, walking upstairs for a few seconds at a time and devoting just 30 minutes a week is beyond doable. That sounds like a pretty simple goal.
Yeah, it's beyond doable. That means it really is it's not just doable. You're not just able to do it. It's really easy for you to do, okay? If you live in a walk-up apartment, you're set. Well, a walk-up apartment, that is an apartment that has no elevator. And if you live in an apartment like this, you're set. And that's a phrase that means you're good to go or
you're ready. You're already ready to do this.
Mm-hmm. So, Gabe, what floor do you live on?
I live on the fourth floor.
Fourth floor? Well, then you're set. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is walk up those stairs.
And we do. I do live in an apartment that has four floors. That's a walk-up apartment.
So no elevator.
No elevator.
Hey, you're set.
I'm set. I'm good to go.
I guess I'm set, too, because I live on the first floor.
Wait, Rebecca.
No elevator.
No elevator?
Uh-huh.
First floor?
First floor. But we have a basement.
How often do you go into your basement?
Every day.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
So I'm set too.
Do you do 20 minutes of exercise, 20 seconds at a time, up and down the stairs?
I actually have never calculated. It might be 30 seconds.
It might be even more. Excellent. Well, friends, this is a great new exercise for some of you to think about. Just take the stairs. Right now, of course, it is time for us to go to a review skit.
And you're set. You're set. You know, I'm not going to even try. Hey, let's go to the gym.
Go to the gym? Oh, not today. I don't have time.
That's a poor excuse.
Well, actually, of all my excuses, that's the most popular.
That's why high-intensity interval training is on the rise.
Yeah, HIIT. It's very convenient. You only need 10 minutes of exercise daily.
And you continue to burn fat and calories even after you finish.
Yeah, still, I wish there were an easier way.
There is. New research shows an even simpler approach.
Less than 10 minutes a day?
Yes. Scientists did research. They assigned young ladies a series of workouts. 10 minutes just three times a week for 6 weeks.
Well, that's not bad.
Exactly. They walked upstairs for just 20 seconds at a time.
That's not bad at all.
Then they rested for 2 minutes.
I like that even better.
They repeated this workout a total of 3 times.
And what were the results?
Impressive. Their respiratory fitness increased by 12%.
Well, that's just really, really good.
Yes. And it only takes about 30 minutes a week.
Great. Well, I can find time for that. Where can I find stairs? Oh, maybe I can take the elevator.
All right, friends, here's a follow-up question with information from our lesson. So, there was a study, and how much did the respiratory fitness of these ladies increase by the end of this study?
Oh, I know, I know.
Yes, how much, what percentage, Rebecca?
12%.
You got it right.
Yes.
Did you get it right? I hope so. All right, friends, that is all we have for today. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom. A friend just at all times.